Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wait a minute. You said the Pistons only traded Andre Drummond. That was it. Well, he said Morris got traded.
Not that Morris.
Marcus Morris played for the Pistons.
His twin brother, Markieff, is now on the Pistons.
That's
Did you not know that the Pistons have?
Well, they used to have Marcus.
I know. They look similar.
Okay? They look very similar.
I don't know if you knew this.
Yes.
They're identical twins.
Yeah, very identical. So couldn't the Pistons just sneak Markieff there? And they won't know it's not Marcus? Whatever. It is such a mixed bag today because, you know, the Pistons did good, but not good enough, or did they do as much as they could do? And very simply, Bogey, is this a good day or bad day for the Pistons? I mean, Andre Drummond, the big one that they had to trade, so they weren't on the hook for all that money, because he's probably going to opt in now, because he's getting no
unfortunately love. Yeah.
So that was huge to do, but then they didn't trade anybody else. Good day or bad day? 248-539-9797. The ticket text is the 97136. I'm going to call it a good day. Just because you had to do that. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Would you feel, but I'm going to test your little Pistons animus, how you feel about them. Okay.
Not great.
Because I know you don't, okay. But they didn't trade Galloway. They didn't trade Rhodes, which they weren't going to do. They didn't trade Morris. They didn't trade Kennard. They traded Drummond. How would you feel if they traded Morris, they traded Rose, they traded Galloway, but they didn't trade Drummond? You'd feel worse.
I think they probably would have gotten a first round pick if they traded those three, right? Somehow, some way, they probably would have gotten a first. Come on, you could have gotten a first round pick for Derrick Rose. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I don't know if that's true.
I think the Pistons' asking price was absurd. I also think that, you know, people were worried about his body and the injuries that started to pile up. But if they got a first round pick, I'd be okay with it because I would have expected it. I didn't expect them to move Andre Drummond. And especially as it continued to get closer and closer to the deadline, I was stunned. And by the way, if you didn't hear in the update, Wooly did detail what the Pistons actually got in return for Andre Drummond. It was one of those nice little cheese balls and a box of Triscuits. So if you're hosting a party, you know, those things. Yeah.
In a case of Twix. That's what I heard. I asked for them to throw the Twix in. I got to be honest.
That was the holdup.
Big Ed, come on. Throw the Twix in.
That's why it took so long.
Yes.
To almost get to the
trade
deadline.
Right before we came in here for a little show, I was watching the ESPN, and you got the Brian Windhorst guy, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Cavalier, but now Mr. NBA, Mr. LeBron. And he
but
was
now
with,
claims to be more of an NBA guy.
He was on with Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon, and basically their top story was Drummond. And he basically was saying, guys, there was no market at all for Drummond. No value, no anything. This literally is what they talk about when they say you just get a bag of balls in return. This is it. And they're like discussing, well, why is it? And he said, just like Philadelphia struggles to factor in Joel Embiid and make sure, you know, he's not clogging things up. In today's NBA, like people have often said, he doesn't fit. And it came in loud and clear. He said, honestly, that's all they can get. The second worst of the Cavaliers 2023 second round picks. It's amazing.
But
it had to be done.
See, it absolutely had to be done. And I'm glad that it is over with. So now we don't have to, you know, somehow go into next year and have to deal with Drummond for another year. Because I think everyone, or at least a lot of people, we're tired of watching him decide when he wants to play hard and when he doesn't want to play hard. But it really does just confirm what we've kind of talked about when people talk about, you know, the double doubles and, you know, the 20 and 20 games and man, he rebounds the crap out of the ball. It's not winning basketball.
No, not unless you can bring another element with him. Like he'd be an unbelievable interior passer or interior defender or whatever. But he didn't have that other element.
A great scoring guard, something like that. Yes, that would have changed it.
How long, let's see, it's 6:05. What time do you think John Beilein will resign as the Cavaliers coach?
See, I wonder.
Now he's going to actually look forward to trying to take on and
but if you
rebuild
remember,
something or someone.
If you remember, before the Pistons hired Dwayne Casey, John Beilein interviewed for the position as well.
That's true.
And we all kind of looked at it and said, well, that's not a fit. I don't know what that, why would he want Detroit? Maybe he really did want Detroit because it would have been a chance to work with somebody and change his skill set and add some things to it. Plus, he will be one of the guys in the middle of that offense where now you have Garland, you got Sexton. Now I'm getting a little bit nerdy.
Yeah,
but you space
nerdy.
The floor and too put nerdy. Drummond in the middle, and it's four out, one in. I mean, I can see
Drummond
formulating.
Has improved marginally, but has improved pretty much every year. Free throw shooting every other way, pretty much.
Not enough in what he needed to.
No, I
though.
Agree, but yeah. has. So. Maybe he can be a little bit more coachable with Beilein, a guy who just won. Although Dwayne Casey's considered that same way, teacher coach. Maybe, but it's certainly it's the weirdest thing. Drummond was here how many years? 8 years? 7 years?
Seven.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They're only all-star, really, for a couple of years over that entire time. And if you can find somebody, and I hate to say this, if you can find someone who's sad about him leaving for nothing.
Please tell us.
Or who's upset about the return. Only a second round pick and two numbnuts for Andre Drummond. I did get a few of those on Twitter. Like, what are you talking about his offensive deficiencies? He scores like 20 points a game. And
I just question your basketball.
There were very
IQ.
Few of those, though. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe people really are like,
well,
this is bad.
Part of the problem with
it's
that is you look at it and you go, oh, my gosh, what? They got Brandon Knight and John Henson back in a second round pick in 3 years from now. What? Those are people that don't understand. Brandon Knight, literally, you could put any name in that trade as long as it's an expiring contract.
Right.
It's about getting the contract off the books.
And
they're not
going
to be here long term.
Do you know what they bought? They bought not just the salary cap space, but they bought peace of mind. Can you imagine from the moment the season ended until Drummond decided whether or not to opt in for another 20?
It would halt everything.
Everything. And I have a feeling because the market has been so poor for him, he's going to opt in and take the $28, $29 because no one else is going to give it.
And honestly, if you're the Cavaliers, people are going, well, why did the Cavs do this? And we'll get to the phones in a second. Was it a good move or a bad move? Phone number 248-539-9797.
Well, that was a good move. Was it a good day overall?
There you go. But if you're the Cavs, 2021 is when there's going to be a million free agents out there and there's going to be a lot of movement going on. This summer, and this is part of the reason why I don't like it, but I also don't fault the Pistons for not getting rid of the expiring deals, because this summer, the Knicks are going to be one of the only teams that has money, but there's going to be nobody to give the money to. So if you're waiting and you're going, okay, Cleveland will have $29 million potentially coming off the books when Drummond's contract runs out, well, that's not the worst time to have that kind of cash because there will be more free agents.
Which is also, and I know you don't want to hear, but it also points to, I don't think there's a major harm in having Derrick Rose here next year.
Oh, I disagree with that. That's why I'll say it's a good-ish day. It's good that Drummond gets sent away, but the Pistons' refusal to just go all in with it and make the bigger moves, do everything you can and get an extra first-round pick, that bothers
well,
me.
Well, until, and you never really know, but if, you know, and sometimes it leaks out, you know, the Woj bomb, oh, the Pistons turned down this for this. Unless we hear that, I'm going to actually believe that the market wasn't great for any of the Pistons players.
Derrick Rose, no, don't believe that at all.
He's slightly hurt again, although it's not a big deal.
If there was some sort of an injury concern, you can again blame that on the Pistons for riding him the last, you know, month and a half or so.
Whatever the reason, the teams would be scared away by the injury factor.
I disagree.
As far as if it's a good move for Drummond, yes.
On.
Good day. Bogey says good-ish.
Good-ish. Just a week and a half ago, there was a story about Derrick Rose and how there's all this interest in these teams that want to somehow. You mean to tell me that in a week and a half, all that interest went away? The fact that, you know, there could be a later first round pick. You know what I mean? I'm not going to believe what they say.
It was people out like the Stephen A. Smiths of the world saying, oh, it makes perfect sense. Everything was just thrown out by everybody else. You never really hear from what the teams want. As far as if it was enough, just drumming out the other ones. Real quick, and then we'll go to the phones. Ticket text 97136. Wojo, it's like you drinking gin and tonic. If you only had one, would you feel bad or worse knowing you wanted more? I'd feel good, and I would want another one.
You'd be looking at your empty glass going,
But
could use some more ice, please.
Yeah, you know, that's a fairly good analogy. Because once you did one, you kind of thought, okay, here come the floodgates. Andre's gone, here they come. And no.
And then if you're going to have the second one,
then you need
once
five.
You get to that point.
Yeah.
You either have one and cut it off, or you're going, you know, for three or four.
You know me, it's 0 or 5.
That's a good point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.